are champions of cultural diversity, of local creativity and independent art. And like us, they're sharing local stories while also bringing you the best from across the nation and around the world. Go to gcfilmfestival.com for the full program to win one of 20 double passes or even a VIP ticket. Keep listening to 91.7 ABC Gold Coast.
Yes, in just over a week, next Thursday, in fact, we'll be rolling out the red carpet to actors, filmmakers and crew for the 2016 Gold Coast Film Festival. Don't forget, you only have until March 30, next Wednesday, to enter the VIP Pass competition, which could win you free access to pretty much every film on offer. All you need to do is film yourself on your phone reviewing your favourite movie. It can be as short as you like, but no longer than 60 seconds. Email your efforts to coastmornings@abc.net.au. You have a week and a day to get this done, so don't waste time. Get cracking. Pick up the mobile phone. In fact, it would take you a minute to do and to email. We'll choose one. And of course, you get not one but two VIP passes, so you can take a friend, and occasionally we'll drop in and say, hey, how was that movie last night? And you can offer us a bit of a review here on the morning's program. There are so many films on show from March 31 to April 10, from internationally acclaimed dramas, comedies, genre films, locally made indie gems, and horror. Oh, yeah. Director and writer Joseph Sims Demet is coming home for the Queensland premiere of the film Observance, starring Lindsay Farris, Stephanie King, Brendan Cowell, and John Jarrett. Sorry about that. I get very excited about horror films, Joseph. I just completely forgot your last name. Sorry about that. But you are, from what I've heard, this film is unforgettable. It is eerie. What is Observance all about?
Observance is about a private detective who's been hired to follow a lady, but he's not told why. He just has to report back to his anonymous employer every day, and as this is happening, he's slowly starting to realise that he's being used for an ulterior purpose.
And that particular person is played by?
That's Lindsay Farris, plays the lead character, and he's spying on a lady, and her, and that's played by Stephanie King. And we've got a great little cast surrounding them. We've got John Jarrett playing another private detective that helps Lindsay. We've got Brendan Cowell playing the voice of the mysterious employer who calls him up every day.
And like all good filmmakers, when I said you've got John Jarrett on board, you went, yeah, he's a good mate of mine.
Yeah.
This film was made on a shoestring budget.
Yeah.
is horror a particularly hard genre to do that, or quite the opposite?
Making a low budget?
Yeah.
No, I think like most horror films are generally lower budget anyway. You have to just be, making something that's scary just requires you to be more creative. You don't need millions of dollars necessarily to actually go and do it. It's more about creating atmosphere and more of a focus on story and characters, which doesn't cost as much as explosions and famous people.
No, it doesn't. You were born in England. I've claimed you as a Gold Coaster, and we're sticking with that. But you moved to the GC.
Yeah.
You studied film at Griffith Uni. Correct me when I get anything wrong.
Yeah.
You dropped out of that course, I believe, to establish the production company Sterling Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
True?
Yeah, yeah,
that's true. That's a pretty ballsy move, is it not?
Back then it was just what needed to happen, I think. I mean, I went to the film school up at South Bank, and then I dropped out of that and moved to theatre, and I was doing theatre on the Gold Coast, and then I just felt like I really just needed to go and make something. And so, yeah, we just went out and shot my first film, Bad Behaviour, and that was all done on the Gold Coast. And then that sort of won a few awards and ended up going down to Sydney and doing TVCs, and then that sort of more or less gave me a nervous breakdown, and that's how Observance came about.
So tell me more about how Observance came to be. Was it something that was in your mind, always been in your mind, you were just waiting for the right time to unleash it?
I'd made Bad Behaviour, and I was waiting to make another film. I mean, that's the dream of, you know, being a filmmaker is going and shooting feature films. It's like the Formula One of this sort of entertainment. And yeah, it just wasn't going very well as I moved down to Sydney. I sort of felt very trapped by this, you know, this sort of world of TVCs, which I had to sort of exist in. It was the only way that I could pay my rent. And my best friend, Josh Sammet, he'd moved into my apartment, and we had met working at this TVC company, television commercial. And we both got fired around the same time.
Oh, did you? Why were you fired?
I don't know if I can really explain why we were fired. We believe it was very unjust, but at the end of the day, I do think it was the best thing for us, because it was sort of a matter of really pushing us to kind of get on with going back to what we loved. And yeah, it was just through... this is back in November 2012, and we decided to take the summer to go and make something, and it was supposed to be very low-key, just with our friends, something that was a strong creative outlet for us, because we really just needed it after, you know, a few years passing since I'd made Bad Behavior, just really needing to, you know, express myself.
Yeah, of course. And is observance a jump out of your seat horror, or is it more the tension? Is it that drama of silences and things popping out when you least expect it?
Yeah, it is much more that. I mean, it's a detective story, essentially. But the horror element, I mean, if you think of films, you know, more like Rosemary's Baby, like Repulsion, The Conversation, that sort of stuff. I mean, it's more about the mood and the feeling that exists in the film that I think makes it special. I mean, there's some sort of very tense moments in there, but it certainly isn't like a gore fest kind of thing.
And the Gold Coast Film Fest, why did you want to be part of it?
Well, it's actually my favourite festival in Australia, and it's always nice to come home as well and see my mum and dad.
Well, it's nice to have that.
It is nice to have that. But yeah, no, they've quickly become, I think, one of the best festivals in Australia. They genuinely do sort after, you know, really great movies. They are one of the few places in Australia or institutions in Australia that are looking to discover new films and new talent. And you know, and it's really important that they exist, and I'm really happy that they seem to be going from strength to strength over the years.
Yeah, well, Joseph Sims Demet, you may have heard me at the start talk about an opportunity for a VIP pass to see everything. I mean, how cool would that be? I'm sure if you had your dream and that's all you could do and still make a living and put food on your table, you'd be watching film after film after film. But it does come down to a review, just to record it on your phone and email it to me. What's the best review? Or what's the most interesting thing someone has said about your work in a review?
Oh, the most interesting.
That you care to share? Because, you know, from experience, I know that not all things are to be shared. But is there anything that puts a smile on your dial?
Like some people have said really nice things and made really great comparisons. The ones that I sort of enjoy the most are the ones where they're trying to figure out what actually happened in the film. And it's just this interesting conversation that they're kind of having with themselves. I don't know, maybe my favourite one would be the Hollywood Reporter one, mainly because that's the review that sort of changed my career with this film. And so I'm very thankful for the guy that wrote that. But in terms of interesting things...
Oh, no, what did the Hollywood Observer say? In a nutshell, what was some of the scripts?
They said it was like one of the most chilling experiences. What else did they say?
Do you know what? That'll do. Chilling experiences. I've got a double pass just to offload now. Now, this is not a VIP pass. This is just a double pass. So if you would like to take me up on this offer, you might want to see Observance. You might want to see something else if being scared is maybe not your thing. But give me a call now, 1-300-903-917. And if you do choose Joseph Sims Demet's Observance, I know that you'll also be doing Q&As after the film. And having been involved with that is so cool. because not you get to see the film and then you just get to go straight to the source of the director and say, what were you thinking?
Exactly.
Or why did you do that?
I've
been there in action and done the Q&A with the director, and they don't hold back. They don't hold back, Joseph.
No. Well, that's good.
You know. It is good. It is so good. Look, it's been lovely talking to you, getting to know you a bit better. Can't wait to see the film Observance at the Gold Coast Film Festival starting March 31. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
As I said, we've got one double pass to give away now. This is just to see a film of your choice, just one. But remember, if you are a film buff, if you just love films, if you are that person after a film drives someone crazy because you just want to talk about it, even when people stop listening, then you've got to take advantage of our VIP